Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Top Gun. I know you're saying that. Comparisons between Max and Cruise, we can't get past that. I get it. When you hear the song, I hear it all the time from you folks out there. So I understand it. I understand it. And as I told my wife, you don't have to tell me one more time how cute you think Tom Cruise is and that you've had a crush on him since the first Top Gun. I understood it the first time. I don't need to keep hearing it every time that he's mentioned in People magazine that you get, which I don't understand why you get and all that stuff either. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, a guy that identifies with all of the above, Ben Hankinson, how are you?
I'm good, Maxie. Tom Cruise has nothing on you.
That's
you
what I'm trying to say, in my humble way.
Yeah. You know? And you know what? Nothing about his looks. Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. But the personality you got, right. Maxie.
And that matters, right? It's not just about looks, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what your wife told me. That's why she when she married you, you know. How are you doing? The Beauty League is back in business. Now, let's start with a paragraph for those people that understand. Some understand the Beauty League by now. And for those people that don't, they say, we hear about this, but how exactly does this work? Well, it's some of the top talent from the state that comes back home, so to speak. But explain what you've got going.
This is the first explanation I needed when we got Parisi to play a number of years ago. Is I don't understand this beautician league. Like, what does the beauty league have to do with hockey? He didn't understand what this was, so I told him, and we had to explain to everybody. It's just a silly name. I don't know how we came up with it, and Chris McAlpine added "duh" in front of it to even make it worse. But so yeah, we're talking hockey in the summer, so we have incredible NHL players locally, and then players that come in from out of town, like James Van Riemsdyk, for example, and a lot of others that are in town playing Wednesday nights at Braemar Arena at 5:15, and 7:30. I bet there's a couple thousand people there a game easily, and it's a ton of fun. Like, it's 4-on-4 hockey. The guys try. Why? Because there's refs and there's a scoreboard and fans are watching. And there's cameras on there, too. But it's a ton of fun. So you have, like, the Brock Besser, Gensel, Goligoski, Parisi, Brock Nelson, Bukestad, tons. The Cates brothers, Forbert, Letty, Bellows, Keandre Miller, Jensen, Schmidt, Halla. Tons of. And then the coaches are all ex-players. The Brian Lawtons, Rasmussens, Climbers. Ton of fun. Great charities. Herb Brooks Foundation, United Heroes League, Shine a Light, which is Paul Martin's charity. And the Hendrickson Brothers Foundation. So there's good cause, and you can stay cool. It's a ton of fun.
You start this, and you go, okay, you know, who knows what the shelf life will be. Are you surprised at how it took off?
Yeah, I am. Like, it almost never took off because of the Parisi example. I said, everyone was like, what is this? Yeah. And so we had to have guys stay and play two games because there are fans in the stands waiting to see these guys.
You're sitting over there, the typical agent, right? Cutting a deal?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, So who do you think the Beauty League brings in last night? I know we traded Tex a little bit. George Kittle.
That's what I was getting at. How do you end up with George Kittle at the Beauty League? The tight end for the San Francisco 49ers, for people not familiar, the Pro Bowler.
Yeah, and so he is friends with Nick Bukestad. They see the same chiropractor. He's a huge Predators fan, and he actually, we made him, he agreed to drop the puck at center ice, and then he raced off the ice, and he says to me, he goes, I got camp start next week. I can't be doing that. I said, what do you make, George, $1 million a year? Boy, don't sue us, please. And I think he makes $15 million plus.
Oh, yeah. So there was million a game, yeah.
The boys. Yeah, he drops the puck and then he hustled off the ice. I mean, it was just probably like running through the Vikings secondary.
did he enjoy it? He just a hockey fan in general?
Yeah, except he loved it. Except after the second period, he couldn't believe that we were doing the ice because the game was over. We only do half. So he's like, Wait a second, this isn't hockey. You only played two periods. Yeah. He loved it. He skates with the Predators, I guess, or has with one of the players, Forsberg. We got Ryan McDonough now with the Predators, so I introduced him, those two guys. Yeah, so that's the thing about it. Like, people love, like, the behind-the-scenes, like, pickup style, kind of like a funny little culture that it's created in our little hockey community that we think is the greatest ever. And it brings out the grandparents and the kids and everyone in between can go down there and get autographs and have some fun. And it doesn't cost you more than, I think it's $15 to get in, and kids under 4 feet, I think it is getting free.
Ben, the other piece of it is, and I see this in all pro sports, that the games are so tight, especially coming off of the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, it is so tight and so hard to get space and so hard to move around. And then you go 4-on-4. And if you go out there, and if you're a kid and you walk up to the glass and you watch, you really find out why these guys are getting paid to play, because they are so good, so quick, so fast, so much better than you can ever give them credit for watching even an NHL game. The skill set that you have, but that comes to life in a 4-on-4 pickup setting. And if you can get close to the ice, you really have an appreciation for how good you have to be to play in the NHL.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that's the factor that you forget with how competitive, and these guys are wired as elite athletes. They don't just go out there and mess around. When the guy on the other team does something to maybe put it through their legs or get around them and score, that kind of wakes them up, where they're so competitive and so good that, like, even last night, it was 9-3. I think Bick or Norsan was beating Walzer.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden, the game ends 10-10 with 30 seconds left. Guys are blocking shots.
10-10?
Like, just to the last second, ended up 11-10 after a 9-3 start. It starts out maybe a little bit, you know, medium paced, and ends up high pace without showing, like, it's kind of like a father-son playing. You don't want your kid to see you're actually trying your hardest to beat them.
I hope that wasn't Lodge team that had the comeback on them.
So I'll tell you a little secret. Lawton gets a little too serious in these leagues. Serious enough that it's great because he's so competitive.
Yeah.
But these guys are, like, trying to figure out if he's serious, how he calls him out and it actually helps him in the process, because he's been through it and done it.
If he starts diagramming on the glass, I'm worried.
Yeah. I think some of the coaches just kind of sit and watch, and then you have Blotz, who's actually coaching.
Ben, part of this, too, is that, obviously things evolve in life, but hockey, all sports for sure, but hockey as much as any. I feel like these guys are almost robots in terms of computers, in terms of their body, and they program it for a 12-month-a-year cycle. And they never get out of shape. And, you know, as you pointed, Zach Parise as being one of the ultimates, but the summertime is just another time. You rest for a little while after the season, and then you go whatever pace it is, but it also involves diet and the way you dry land train and all those things. Where are we at there with hockey players? You see them all with your clients. How hard do you have to work to keep up?
Yeah, I actually I got to play golf with Ryan McDonough. He's been to the Stanley Cup Finals now, the St. Paul Creighton Durham kid, and I hate to name drop, but I got to meet and play with Joe Mauer today, too.
Did you really?
With Tom.
The Creighton connection,
yeah,
huh?
So It was the two Cretan guys against two ex-Edina guys, Tom Dries and I. And to see Ryan McDonagh hit a golf ball, and he's not a pro golfer, but how great a shape and how strong these guys are, his back. So my point is, he's played, 80 regular season games, 20-some games in the playoffs, five preseason games, and it's killing him not coming out to the beauty league. Why? Because he knows everyone else is skating. And even though his season ended 2 weeks ago, these guys don't take any time off, none. It's insane. I think it's actually too little a time. You need to refresh, but they can't help themselves when everyone else is skating. They're in unreal shape. When I played, and I barely played, you didn't have to be in great shape. These guys can go, and I mean, you have to. Otherwise, you get left in the dust, and you don't have a job, I guess, right? Because it used to be there were certain guys that could skate well during games, and they'd stuck out. Now, you really stick out if you can't skate, and you're not in great shape.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, now, when I see these guys at the health club, they're working on on a bike or something like that, and a hockey player, and I run into them from time to time, are they to the nth degree? Is that what they're trying to do? Is it all about lung capacity? What are they doing there?
Yeah, I mean, well, everyone knows, and there's guys like probably Phil Kessel that aren't in the best shape in the world, but they're so smart. They know where to go, and they always have the puck in your stiff, the Brett Hall types. But, they're trying to push it to the nth degree to find that level that everything in life keeps getting pushed to another level. Every sport, these football players, I mean, I almost can't even watch, and I love the physical aspect of it, but how big and strong and fast they are, someone like it almost gets – killed, it seems like, on every kickoff or so. I mean, yeah, they're pushing it, because other kids are coming up and pushing it to take their jobs. There's so many leagues out there. There's so many teams. There's so many kids competing. There's so many parents that are hoping their kid plays in the NFL, the NHL, whatever it is. So it's everyone's dream to get there. And once you're there, you get obviously a little bit crazy, I think, to keep your job and stay, and try to, let alone you're trying to improve. Guys like Zach Parise, they're off the charts how hard they work. That's what the greatest thing is, Maxie, with these young kids, when they come into the beauty league or whatever it is and see the pros that they're actually skating with, or if you're even a fan maybe too, but you see how hard the pros, the Parises, the older guys try, the little battles they win. They're always working on their obviously conditioning and all that, but the young guys don't appreciate it until they see it firsthand. They're working harder. They're there earlier. They stay later. And I mean, they're experts, in this. And they have kids. Their wives have to be thinking, wait, now you play 80 some games during the winter. Where are you going tonight to play in this league? And it's probably a little bit of an addiction too.
Sure. Sure, yeah, and then they just blame Ben and every, right. Away they go. But free agent season, just two other topics I want to broach with you. Excuse me, obviously as an agent, you're trying to sign free agent. What is it that teams want to know about the character of a player that they're going to sign? Is it a lot about how hard will he work in the off season? Is it a lot about what is he in the locker room? What is it they want to know when you're selling your players? Or do the teams not have time to do all that? They got to just make a decision and sign somebody.
Yeah, I mean, the scouts get paid a lot of money. They're on the road 200 nights or games a year easily to see. So they're getting paid for a reason. The GMs rely on them to make those decisions. So they're looking at, most importantly, a role that needs to be played on a team that's going to win. What do the Wild need to get to that next level? And, I mean, you could see it with some of the trades. Billy traded a goalie because maybe the mentality of that goalie didn't fit into the team. Maybe it was a character thing. Maybe it was he didn't think he was able to handle, a really, really, another really good goalie competing with him. And he identifies that as a problem. And then let's solve that problem and trade them. So I think they're looking for everything. Obviously, skill and scoring goals. It's all offense now. So that's extremely important. But then you got to be durable and aggressive and be able to handle it. Because in the playoffs, guys that are hurt play hurt. And you know, not everyone can do that. So you need durable, skilled, big, strong teams win. So, you know, they need some big, strong defensemen that are skilled and move the puck. So it's kind of a little bit of everything. So it's like, you know, you got to be, you know, kind of good at everything, but really good, you know, at a few things too. So the character probably that you mentioned, Maxi, at the end of the day in hockey is probably the biggest thing with the flows and the, you know, you see how series change fast. The Wild was up. They're in control. They lose to a completely more experienced St. Louis Blues team that's done it because they've been there and they have maybe just a little more character and know how to win a little bit better than an inexperienced but maybe better Wild team.
You know, along those lines, though, you know, Cam Talbot obviously probably wasn't happy with the situation going in, and he goes into Billy Guerin and says, I don't like this. Trade me if you can. I don't know if he said that or not, but I mean, if you have a client like that, I don't fault Cam Talbot for saying, hey, I get what you're trying to do. I just don't want to be a part of this. I want to play 65 games a year or something like that because that's the way I'm built and that's the way I don't want to be splitting time with Marc-Andre Fleury or anybody else. Is that okay? What would you advise a client to do in a situation like that if, you know, if he just wants to compete more and wants to be the guy?
That's a great question. And I think we saw it in the media too, and it got out there, and it's really interesting to read, and especially Billy, which is great to see Billy Guerin's quotes. He says some things that normally you don't see, but that's just, you know, it's right out there. That's what he feels, and he's got you know, the ability to do that, make decisions like that, and he does a great job. But, you know, I think you're kind of like parenting. You know, we have to set the expectations for our guys too.
Yeah.
That, you know, I try to do it behind the scenes. Like, I'd never come out and say we're maybe that's the second option, though, because first he tried to resolve it behind the scenes and he couldn't. So then they're going to do it in the public for everyone to read and see, and it put pressure on him. And you know what? I guess it worked, right?
I guess that agent
did a good job. If that's exactly what Cam Talbot wants, that's the key. Is that exactly what your client wants? And I've had that with a client before that thought they were getting, you know, kind of always on the wrong end of getting called up, and they were getting screwed and called the GM. And you gotta manage your client's expectations too. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, playing in the minors and being more ready. But, you know, the minute that, you know, I like one client I had, and then I started raising hell and complaining to the media. And next thing you know, my client is furious with me because now the pressure is on him, and it's exactly what he wanted. But now that he's got the pressure, the media talking to him, you know, then that's not what he wanted. But
he didn't see the end game at the time, right?
Yeah. And it didn't end up well for that guy, and it didn't end up well with me, with him. But it's a funny dynamic when your job is being critiqued, you know, every night in front of, you know, millions of fans. It's a interesting dynamic, the things that happen behind the scenes that you don't always know about.
And I'm not asking you to breach any confidence, but what is fair game? If your client's not playing as much as he wants, is it okay for you to call a general manager, or is it only the player that should go in and speak to the coach? What's the protocol?
Okay, that's a great one. So let's say I have a player that's unhappy. He's not in the power play.
Yep.
Right.
Good
so
example.
He
yep.
calls me and says, this is brutal. I'm not on the power play. This is a joke. I can score 20 goals for X team, the Wild, whatever it is. OK, so now I call Billy Guerin and say, hey, this is ridiculous, Billy. Yeah. How could you not have, you know, this kid on the power play?
Yep.
You're missing out. Well, first off, I'm not a coach. There's a lot more than just to my guy where he fits in on the team.
Yep.
But so Billy says, you know what, Hank? You know, you probably have a point, and you know what? I'm not the coach. That's why I pay the coach. If I was the coach, then I couldn't fire the coach. He makes his decisions. If I don't like him, I fire him and get a new coach. But so here's the problem, though. So now Billy calls the coach and says, hey, how come I had a call from, you know, X player's agent? His agent is complaining about his not being on the power play. Why isn't he on the power play? And it'd be a lot different call than that.
Yeah.
But then guess what? That coach thinks, okay, wait a second. He said, that player that I work with every day at practice, and he can come up to me and talk to me.
Anytime.
He has a problem.
Yep.
My door is wide open.
Yep.
But now he's having his agent call my boss. Now I'm answering. That's like, then you go to the player and you're like, hey, did you have your agent call me? Like, you can't come in the room and yeah. talk to me about this and we can break down. So that's the dynamic, too, where I yep. tell the players pretty much the same conversation. You don't want that to happen. You want to build that relationship between the player and the coach, and you have to earn that coach's trust. Because if you don't, that you got a problem, obviously. At the end of the day, you know, the coach is going to put out the best players that he can to win that game. And so I'm obviously defending the players, but at the same sure. time, you got to look at it from both sides and realize that, you know, there's different ways to deal with those situations. And if you just call the team and complain, a lot of times it'll backfire. I mean, a lot of times it'll help, too, if you do it the right way and you know what you're talking about. But if you pound your chest and put it on social media, sometimes, you know, it gets to be a little bit of a war sooner than it needs to be.
This went too quick. We got to do it again. You got too many good stories and too many great scenarios. Ben, appreciate it very much. Wednesday nights at Braemar, and then you head to the playoffs, and then you play more nights, right?
Yeah, so it's next Wednesday, which is going to be, what, the 27th, and then in August it's Monday and Wednesday. So it's yep. the 1st, 3rd, 8th, 10th, 17th, 24th of August.
All right, I will see you out there. I'll see you out there soon, but thank you so much. Always fun.
Okay, Maxie. All right, thanks everyone for listening.
You bet. And you know, I'm sure when you heard the music, you thought the same thing. Max and Cruz. Take a break and contemplate that, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.